Now, some news just in from the courts. A warning that some listeners may find the details in this case distressing. A woman has said her father stole her whole youth by subjecting her to repeated rape and sexual abuse for 13 years. Patrick Honan, who's 69, from Lakeview, Doonbeg, Kilrushin, County Clare, was jailed today for 11 and a half years for raping and sexually abusing his daughter, Noreen, from the age of 3 to the age of 16. His daughter has waived her right to anonymity to allow him to be named. Our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell was in court and joins us now. Orla, can you tell us what happened in court?
Well, Patrick Honan was convicted by a jury earlier this year, Brian, of 48 sample counts, 25 counts of rape and 23 of indecent assault. And Judge Siobhan Langford went through some of the evidence heard at the trial in her sentencing remarks today. The abuse took place at the family home in Doonbeg in County Clare between 1977 and 1989, starting when Noreen Honan was around 3.5 years of age and stopping when she was 16. The trial heard the abuse often happened when his wife was out. It got progressively worse as she got older, and the trial heard that there were never any long periods where Ms. Honan didn't experience abuse. She said that when she hit puberty there were fewer opportunities for her father to abuse her, but she said while it happened a little less often at that stage, the abuse itself was more vicious. And we heard that if she asked, for example, for money, for youth clubs or for normal childhood activities as children and teenagers do, her father would make it clear he wanted something sexual from her in return. And she described the period of her mother's last pregnancy, when her mother was in hospital for a prolonged period of time, as the worst period of her life, because her father had uninterrupted access to her. After her junior certificate examination in 1989, that's when the last incident of rape occurred. And Ms. Honan at that stage told her mother that her father had been abusing her for years. He was confronted. He did make some admissions, she says, but he later denied that this had happened at all. And when he was interviewed by Gardaí, he denied all the allegations, and we've heard that he doesn't accept the verdict of the jury.
What did the judge have to say, Orla?
Well, Judge Langford said that Honan had come from humble origins, he'd built up a successful business and he'd provided some financial support to his children, including to Ms. Honan. She said there had been some happy times in his family. He had support from his ex-wife, from his two sons and from his current partner, and she also noted his health difficulties and his age. He'll be 70 next year. But she said these were very serious offences. They involved a prolonged period of abuse and an enormous breach of trust. And she said Noreen Honan was entitled to feel safe in her own home and at the hands of someone who, her father, who had a duty to protect and nurture her. So her sentence, she eventually sentenced Honan to 13 years in prison, but suspended the final 18 months. And she said she wanted to speak directly to Noreen Honan and told her she had conducted herself in a most dignified manner, and she wanted to commend her on her bravery.
Lawyers for Patrick Honan had tried to ensure that he remain anonymous.
Yes, they made this application on the last date in court and again today. They said that he lived in a very small rural place and the publication of his identity would have a very severe impact on his grandchildren in particular. That was the main argument made today. However, the judge said that Honan had no right to anonymity once the verdict had been pronounced. The anonymity is there to protect the victim, the complainant. It's not there to protect the person who is accused. And once a person is found guilty of rape, they can be named. And she said that he had no right to anonymity once the verdict had been pronounced, and in a situation where Ms. Honan wished to waive her anonymity, and there was no question of anonymity attaching to him from today, she said.
And Noreen Honan did speak briefly afterwards?
She did. She was very overwhelmed at the verdict, and she wanted to make a very brief statement afterwards, which I think we can hear now.
My father, Patrick Honan, raped and abused me from the age of 3 to 16 in our family home. He stole my whole youth. I have suffered mentally and physically all my life because of the abuse. It was only in 2017... I became strong enough to face what he did to me head on. I built up the courage to take the first step, and I would like to encourage all victims of sexual violence to take the first step and come forward. Thank you.
Noreen Honan ending that report from Orla O'Donnell.